God bless thee all, shipmates of the future. The name's Piper, Diggory Piper, perhaps the most famous Cornish pirate that ever lived. Today, my duty is to serve as the humble prologue to this piece of operatic fancy. So listen carefully to me. 400 years ago, I was licensed by Her Majesty, the first Queen Elizabeth, as a privateer. So I took my lovely ship, the Sweepstick, and went a-roaming the high seas, looking for Spanish treasure to loot. I liked the looting, by St. Christopher I did, and I did a lot of it too. I am a romantic, you see, high maintenance. But the high seas, oh no, no, no. I preferred the calm waters of the English Channel, where I could plunder during the day, and at nighttime strum my lute and indulge my feminine artistic side with my old musical mucker, John Dowland. I wasn't too fussed which ships I looted either, Spanish, Dutch, English, it didn't matter to me. I am a pirate, after all. Pirates aren't picky. We're dreamers, grand dreamers. We're not all bloodthirsty thugs. Of course, that attitude got me into trouble in the end. But then we use our imaginations to help wriggle out of tricky corners. It's funny how odd bits and pieces you pick up beachcombing in Falmouth can acquire magical, poetic powers. I digress. This is not my story, although I do figure in it. Pivotal, you might call me, in fact, but I shan't spoil the ending. For this is the tale of the second most famous Cornish pirate that ever lived, my old comrade in arms, Lady Mary Killigrew. A lady pirate, I hear you gasp. Why, yes, indeed. We Elizabethans could be decidedly unconventional. It all began around Christmastide, 1583, in the Grand Hall of Arwenack House.